listener-supported public radio. Jazz from the capital city. 90.3 FM, WBRH, Baton Rouge. Listen online at WBRH.org.
From Stax.
You're sitting on the dock of the bay.
To Motown.
I heard through the grapevine.
In New Orleans R&B.
I wish someone would care.
To Sun Records.
Great balls of fire.
And everything in between. Join Rob Pear on The Rhythm Review. Tune in Saturdays from 8 to 12 on 90.3 FM WBRH and 1260 AM KBRH for The Rhythm Review.
I got soul!
And a taste of something new.
Hey. Classic blues and rhythm hits. This is KBRH AM 1260. Good morning. I'm Jesse Jones. We just listened to San Jose by Freddie King. And after that, we heard My Daddy Was a Rolling Stone by Greg Wright. It's funny that they played right after each other because Freddie King and Greg Wright actually toured together throughout the 70s and 80s all throughout Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama. Next, we got a good set for you with The Glory of Love by The Five Keys, by Luther Kent, and Dog Wild by The Arabians. Stick around right here on KBRH AM 1260 and online at KBRH.org.
Dog Wild on you!
Classic blues and rhythm hits, we're KBRH AM 1260. Good morning, beautiful people. Your girl Jaclyn is back in session, bringing you some musical need-to-knows. So up next, we have Never Let Me Go with Johnny Ace, or shall I say, John Marshall Alexander Jr. Many of you know the iconic B.B. King, but did you know that he actually worked with Alexander before he became famous? Alexander was once a part of the Beale Streeters with B.B. King and Bobby Bland. They left the group after that, and Alexander took over King's radio show WDIA in Memphis and acted as a lead vocalist, only on KBRH AM 1260 and online at KBRH.org.
Just let me love.
We're AM 1260, KBRH.org. I'm Lillian, wrapping up another All Blues Friday music sweep with Big Daddy O's Spider and the Fly. Coming up, another All Blues Friday music set featuring Sun Seals and Elvin Bishop, Duke Robillard, and up next, Larry Garner's Edward Had a Shotgun. Inspired by his father's gun collection and the wave of school shootings, Garner could only think of how he would never even get close to doing something so horrible because of how his father raised him. Support the blues on KBRH. Donate online at kbrh.org.
It's the 90.3 FM WBRH Autumn Radio Interlude. Good morning, everyone. My name's Ren, and we just finished listening to Moonsong by Phoebe Bridgers. The Autumn Radio Interlude is here on WBRH with songs for a quiet, rainy day, a slow morning, or a background ambiance while you enjoy a cup of tea and your favorite novel. Next up, we listen to Show Me How by Men I Trust, and after that, it's Promise by Loewe. Stick around.
This is news on 90.3 FM WBRH.
With your BRH news for Thursday, March 7th, I'm Olivia Bryant. Yesterday, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry signed into law the remaining bills approved during the special session on crime. Not only do they lower the age at which individuals convicted of felonies can be charged as adults, but a significant portion of the bills will lead to increased prison sentences for specific crimes. Landry says these juvenile offenders pose a serious threat.
Well, they've broken through cinder block walls. They have injured our correctional officers. We have a couple of them that were in ICU.
Landry emphasized the need to increase the minimum sentence for carjacking.
If you carjack someone in this state, you better hope that that car is full of gas and can take you where these folks right here can't find you. Because when you do, you're going to go to jail for a long, long time.
Critics say the laws are reactive and won't reduce the crime rate in Louisiana, which remains one of the most violent states in the nation. Among a wave of recent book censorship, many are speaking out. Jay Smith has more.
It feels very bad. I feel very alienated.
One after another, books are being labeled as inappropriate, specifically targeting minorities who are already underrepresented. Sam, a sophomore at Baton Rouge Magnet High School, says that this causes people to feel targeted and singled out for just being themselves.
Indeed I do. I feel like I'm being unfairly silenced.
PEN America, an organization supporting writers' freedom of expression, recorded over 3,300 banned books in U.S. public schools in just the 2022-2023 school year, which is over a 30% increase from the previous year. Over one-third of these books were written by queer authors or about LGBTQ people. Florida and Texas banned the most books, but Louisiana is at risk of following their lead. This is especially concerning because 88% of recent book bans happened in Republican-leaning states like Louisiana. Library technician for the East Baton Rouge Parish Blue Bonnet Library, Misty Luttrell, says that teen rooms have tried to regulate these things on their own.
For us specifically, the teen room is going to be stuff that's more explicit in, like, relationship and sex, probably even more recently in that, is going to be your LGBTQ and race.
Wilson, a concerned parent with children in several different grades, knows what's inappropriate for his kids.
Pretty much anything involved in sexual acts, homosexual activities, anything involving abuse of children or violence against others.
He echoes the belief that it's the right of the parent to determine what books their children read.
It'd be up to the parents if they want to expose them earlier.
In the midst of debate of whether or not to ban books, Misty Luttrell says that both sides share this opinion.
If we don't talk about it, it's not going to make things stop happening. You don't have to read it. You don't have to let your kids read it. But you shouldn't stop someone else from allowing their kids to read it.
I'm Jay Smith reporting.
That's the sound of 200 Bulldog faithful cheering on what has become one of the most successful soccer teams in Baton Rouge Magnet High School history at their senior night game against district rival Woodlawn. Over the last couple of years, the Baton Rouge Magnet High School boys soccer team has been nothing short of, well, just all right. They were not bad, but they still were not great. Then there was a sudden cultural change over the past two seasons as deep playoff runs and winning records have now become the standard and expectation for the Bulldogs. Baton Rouge Magnet High School head coach Richard Harsh says that there was no shortcut to the team's success over the past two seasons.
Guys that were interested in off-season workouts, you know, getting workouts in over the summer and playing together and just having that work ethic, you know, to kind of take things to the next level.
The team reached a new level of success thanks to their more disciplined approach. Assistant coach Kia Trong noticed another change.
They're a group that's really easy to coach. You know, they take the instructions really well from the coaches, and they all work really hard on the field. I think our formation has been really useful for us this year as well. So I think all of those things are factors into why we've been so good this year.
These changes mean nothing without player buy-in. Captain Andrew Araujo says that he and the team embraced the new mentality that their coaches and teammates were holding them accountable for.
I think that definitely the biggest mental shift that we've had this year as a team has been the sense of brothership of the team. Like brotherhood that we have. Last year when we played, the varsity squad was really just like a bunch of friends, and we honestly like goofed around a lot. We didn't take it serious until it was like really time to lock in, but we've taken it seriously the whole season. We've been consistent in our results, in our training. The work ethic has been really high.
So it seems the success of this soccer team is best summed up by what Coach Harsh has told the team the entire season.
He's told our offense, our defense, be smart, be ruthless.
That ruthless pursuit of excellence is what the Bulldogs plan to lead on as a foundation for their future success as a team.
And though Booker T and the MGs would experience their fair share of highs and lows in their professional and personal lives, the group would ultimately make history. The band's remaining members, Booker T. Jones and Steve Cropper, continue to perform to this day, keeping the legacy of Booker T and the MGs alive. Once again, my name is Matthew Evans, and I want to thank you for listening to my buffet on Booker T and the MGs.
A radio station like no other. 90.3 FM, WBRH.org.